Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf Pei Beis. As we get to the end of the seventh parak of Maseches Erevin, beginning of the eighth, we are on Zayin Amud Beis by the two dafs. Just one ha'ara from yesterday. I just wanted to read a Shulchan Aruch. Yesterday we had the Machlokas quote. We had one day quoted of Rabbi Yochanan of Ma'os Konos, that on a Daraisa level, not only, as we know, are the physical actions done with an object. Are those effective on a daraisa level? Hagba'a, Meshicha, Chazaka, Shtar, all of those. But also money. If I pay money for something, so then it's already mine. Right? This comes up very lamaisa, let's say, in a store. In a store, when I pay for something and it's in the wagon, is that mine yet or not? Is it not mine? What if a child, you know, breaks something? At what stage is it? The person who buys it, at what stage is it still the store owners? Very important issues. But either Rabbi Yochanan says on a daraisa level, Mos Konos, and why Midra Abanan, do you need Meshicha? Because of Shem Yisrof Uchitech Ba'aliyah. Maybe the person will say, you know, I'm sorry, I wasn't Moser Nefesh for your item. It was in the attic. Let me imagine yesterday the Machlokas, we showed him whether this is based on a Makar, like Rashi says in a few places, including here, versus other Rishonim that say it's based on a Svara. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha in Choshe Mishpat, in Simen Kuf Tzadi Tes, in Hilkos Mekach Umemkar. Yesh Zman Shema'os Konos. There are times, even though we paskin Ma'os Einon Konos, at least on a Durabana level, Reish Lakish says even on a Daraisa level, our Gemara just quotes Rabbi Yochanan, but there are times that it works. Shehemidu Chachamim Divrein Aldin Torah. Our Gemara is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch that the Chachamim were ma'amid, they kept the din on the din to Araisa. Bibasar ba'arba prakim, four times of the year. Ve'eluhain, what are those four times of the year? Erev yantef ha'achron shalchag. Erev, the last days of Sukkot. That is the first day, right? So we should discuss why not the first days of the era of the first days. So if you look here, the Sma says Shehu Chag Bifnei Atzmo Umar Bin Ba'Achilas Basar Aval Erev Yantif Rishon Shel Chag Trudim B'Mitzvah Sukkah V'Lulav. Right, you're busy with the other mitzvahs Hayom. You can't focus exclusively on food, but era of the last days. No more lulav, no more sukkah, no more anything. So now we're focusing on food. That's why erev yantif achron shel chag, the erev yantif rishon shel pesach. Right? So that's for sure because that's key. Every Pesach is all about food, right? And then it doesn't say the erev the last day is a Pesach. That's not a chag b'fnei atzmo. It's not as conceptually. Right, it's not a chag b'fnei atzmo. You don't have pazar kashav, and also practically the erev atzeres. So we have erev the last days of Sukkot, erev the first day of Pesach, erev Shavuos, as we mentioned. Right, the Gemara in Pesachim that says even though there's a machlokas chatzi lachem v'chatzi lashem, that generally how to celebrate Yadav as a machlokas, everybody agrees by three exceptions to the rule that you need lachem, and that is Shabbos, Purim, and Shavuos. Right, so Shavuos, the Daraisa one besides Shabbos is Shavuos, right? Because you have to show that we're happy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. So Erev Shavuos and Erev Rosh Hashanah. As we mentioned, that is the controversial one. Erev Rosh Hashanah. There are some Gaonim that say there's an Issur to eat on Rosh Hashanah. So we don't paskin that way. But we paskin like the Rishonim that say that there's a Chiyuv to eat. But the Shulchan Aruch does say that we shouldn't stuff ourselves, yoser midai, we shouldn't go overboard. But either way, Erev Rosh Hashanah being on here is very interesting that this is one of the four times, lamaisa, that people are interested in getting meat. Shem hai latapach shershav amanet mea dinarim, v'lokach mealokeach dinar, k'delitin lo basar, k'shiyishcha lo v'lonis kapsalo kol demea shor. You don't have all the meat. You don't have all the value, the money for the shar. Mashchitin also balkarcho. We are mashchit it balkarcho kidei litein abasur lelokeach. That's part of the societal need. Chazal instituted this. Then the Rama adds, so this doesn't apply bizman hazeh, who's going to shochtim, but the Rama adds, Yesh misha kasav to hu adin hanosein ma'os al yayin lekiddush be'erev Shabbos. Dekana, dekalki agavna ha'amidu divrei amal din Torah. The same would apply if somebody paid for wine before Shabbos. So that applies. So again, everybody needs wine on Shabbos. So with some halacha, they will be mamid their din on the din to Araisa because, says the Maharil, quoted here in this Ramah, that it is it is parallel. The Vilna Gaon says, where does the Rambam Maharil get this from? Laman Mehanal. V'yavagav d'Rabbanim. Oh, we'll get to the next line. He already says, V'yavagav d'Rabbanim pligar of Lazar sofer exayin to Erevin to lo asu kedalat prokim sham eno chove kamo yayin lekiddush. He quotes, he argues on the Maharil, but really that's the Rama, that it wouldn't be only these four, the days of old, but it might even be Kiddush Bizman Hazeh. By the way, you see this halacha that we learned yesterday is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Pei Aleph Mabez now, we are at the two dots, Omar Rebbe Yehuda Bamedvar Mamurim. Again, the issue of Chalipin is also, I should mention one source. Chalipin is a topic, hopefully, that we'll have a Daf B'in Shir about, but just to quote one source related to Chalipin. Chalipin is the unique kinyan that if you look at it, says the Rambam, what are you doing? Right? By other kinyanim, you actually seem to accomplish something. What we would call hora'as bailus. As we've said, you lift something up, you pull something, you dig. Right? All of these seem to be accomplishing something. You give over the reins and you lead the animal. You call the animal, and the animal goes because of your actions. So all kinyanim, generally, we could put into the larger framework of horaz bailus. Chalipin, also called sudar, also called stam kinyan in the Gemara, seems to be different than all other kinyanim. All other kinyanim. There doesn't really seem to be any maisa kinyan at all. It seemed to be all symbolic. I lift up a handkerchief at the chassan's tish, right? All of the fathers, the chassan, whoever's involved in the kinyan, you know, lift something up. So what? You lift up a pen? What kind of kinyan is that? What are you accomplishing? What's the horaz bailus? There is no horaz bailus. So this is what the Rambam says. It's beferish. The Rambam says this in the fifth paragraph of Hilchas Bechira. Says the Rambam, Nagu rov makomos lahaknos lamixas elu advar mechayosi bahem. Many times people use kinyan chalipin. And kinyan zeh shenoagu lahaknos pe'ilu advarim eino moil klum. Says the Rambam. Really doesn't accomplish anything. Elo lohodia she'eino omer dvarim elu kimisachek umahatel. It just shows that I'm not joking around. Elo shagomar belibo v'yachakach omar. What's kinyan chalipin? And again, hopefully we'll have a shiur about this, proving this. Kinyan chalipin is a chalos kinyan without a maisa kinyan. That's one formulation of the acronym. There is no Maisa Kinyan here. It's all about a symbolic action which reflects a concretization of Gemira's Das. It reflects that I'm serious about something. That's what it does. It doesn't relate to the object at all. It relates to my Das. And therefore, it is exactly the concretization of that Das of mine. How do I know that I'm serious? How do I know? Because I say it. Because I do this symbolic action. I lift up a pen, I lift up a handkerchief, whatever it is. That's chalipin. And the Rambam says, Hadvarim she'ein bahem mamish, ein kinyan mo'amol en klum. He talks about where chalipin wouldn't work, but in general, chalipin works for almost everything. Even though, this is what the Shulchan Aruch says, even though usually we have certain kinyanim for metaltalin, certain kinyanim for karka, certain kinyanim for animals, certain kinyanim, chalipin works for almost everything. Why? Because it's the universal kinyan, because it's not really a kinyan. And this is the Rambam. There's one other Rambam that Reb Chaim picked up on, and that is 24 Prakam later, in Perech Chaf Tes in Hilchas Mechira. The Rambam says, are you allowed, V'chein, I'll read it, Im kana miyara katan. Are you allowed to do chalipin with a katan? Does that work? Chalipin with a katan, says the Rambam, no, it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? So the Rambam says, the girsa that we have is, at least I'm reading from the Frankel, the ena kinyan miyana katan klum, shaha kinyan bishtar. Because a kinyan requires to be recorded in a shtar, as the Gemara says in Baba Basra, stam kinyan l'ksiva omed, and a kinyan usually translates into a shtar, v'ena edim, chosman, ela al shtar, anam gadol, and edim cannot sign a shtar based on the actions of a katan. Describing what the katan did. That's the Rambam. So ask Reb Chaim, why? What do you have to get into shtar for? Shakinyan b'shtar? So what if there is no shtar? What, every chalipin turns into a shtar? What if there is the only problem with chalipin is a secondary problem of b'shtar? It turns into a shtar and the edim are not allowed to testify about an action done by a katan? So Reb Chaim thought that there's another gear. He didn't think. There was another gear in the Rambam. Look at the Frankel on the side, the Shinu Nischos, he quotes another. Change of one letter. Not shahakinyin bishtar, but shahakinyin kishtar, with a kaf. Kinyan is like shtar, and edim don't sign on a shtar. What does that mean? So this is relating to another huge topic, and that is, what's the definition of a shtar? A shtar, again, many rayas to this, is a concretization of das hamischayev, the das of somebody committing to something. That's what's captured in a shtar. If I have a shtar that says Reuven owes me money, that shtar talks. That shtar says Reuven borrowed money from me. That shtar says that Reuven didn't pay me back yet. That shtar says that this is a chiyuv upon Reuven right now. The shtar says a lot by my holding the shtar. So the shtar itself is that concretization of the da'as hamischayev. So says Reb Chaim, that's what the Rama means. Shahakinyin kishtar, that kinyan chalipin is just like shtar, and just like ketanim are excluded, are mufkaim from da'as when it comes to shtar, so too, that's the exact same reason that they can't do chalipin, because chalipin is about a concretization of the das that of the person involved, and a katan cannot be involved in that. So again, both girsos work. But Reb Chaim liked that gear of Shakinyan Kishtar because that helps with the parallel. It's a parallel between Shtar and Katan. Shtar and Chalipin. Again, there's a lot more, but we will continue for now. Says the Gemara now, again, two dots, pay off on a base. Why did we just talk about Chalipin? Because the end of the Gemara that we did yesterday spoke about Shmuel. Shmuel said had the three limitations. If somebody gives money to a baker in their chatzer in order to take care of the sheet of mavos for them, so we said that doesn't work because they gave money and mazein on konos. But Shmuel said if you're not giving it to a baker, you gave it to a regular person, or if you gave a kli, or if you said zakeli instead of the other lashon, I'm sorry, if you said arevli and not zakeli, any one of those three conditions, if you do any of those, it's mutter and it works. Even though we say ma'os ain't on konos, because in all of those cases, you just want the balabayas, the other person, to take care of it for you, not specifically to buy something from him. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Bamedvar Mamurim, Bechulu. So the Mishnah had said in the last few lines of the Mishnah, the first half of the Mishnah had said that by other people, this situation of giving the money would work. But when it comes to this person, it doesn't work. Because ein ma'arvin la'adam, elami daito. Because you can't be ma'ariv for someone without their da'as. And if the sale didn't work, and they wanted to go through the sale, then you can't do it on behalf of them. And Rabbi Yehuda says this is only an issue by Erev Tchumen, where there is a downside. You're going to lose something on the other side. But by Erev Chatzeros, you can be ma'ariv even shalomi daito. Because of zachan la'adam shalom b'fanav. That's what the Mishnah said. So, Amar Rav Yehuda. The Amora, Rav Yehuda says, Amar Shmuel halacha ki Rebbe Yehuda. Rav Yehuda, the Talmud of Rav and the Talmud of Shmuel, says the halacha is like Rebbe Yehuda. We pass like Rebbe Yehuda, the chilek between Erev Chatzeros, Erev Chatzeros not requiring das, Erev Tchumen requires das. Velo od, not only do I say it here, Ella, Kalmakom, Shoshana Rebbe Yehuda be'erev, and halacha gamoso. Anywhere where we learn something in the name of Rabbi Yehuda and Erevin, we paskin like him. That is the statement of Rav Yehuda. Amar le Rav Chana Bagdad Ta'a. Le Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Chana from Baghdad said to Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Afilu bimavi shenitlu karosav alechayav. Would we pass like Rabbi Yehuda even in the case where the end of your mavui, the lechi or the koros, were removed on Shabbos? Bottom Rashi, second to bottom Rashi. Demeko bar Reb Yehuda. We had Reb Yehuda. We're gonna have Reb Yehuda in the Daf Sadi Dalid. It says it's still mutter. Kiva de hutra. Do we pass like Reb Yehuda even there? Amar Leh, he said no. Don't go that far. Be'erev amarti lecha v'lo b'mechitzos. That's a crucial line. Only in Erevin do I say this, that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, and not in Mechitzas. What does that mean? Regarding establishing your Erev. That's where we always like Rabbi Yehuda, in terms of Zechia, in terms of all the rules and regulations about starting your Erev. But later on Shabbos, Lav Davka. But that line already opens up the understanding that whenever we talk about Erev, so we don't go across the board and say all of Hilchas Erevin apply. For example, when we had earlier on Daf Mem Vav, Hilchasa Kemekel Be'erev. Does that apply only to Erev setting the Erev? Or does that also apply in all cases regarding Mechitzos? So that's a discussion in the Rishonim. But where do they get that distinction? Why would you limit it? Because of this line right here. You might, it's not across the board in Meseches Erevin. You know, something in Meseches Erevin, oh, we paskin. No, it means Erevin. Erevin means, could mean anything. But here you already see a distinction that might hold up in terms of certain halachic issues. So again, that's an important line. The fact that Rav Yehuda said that we paskin like Rav Yehuda, is that mashma that the Rabbanan argue on Rav Yehuda? But we have another general rule. Whenever Rav Yehuda Hanasi put Rav Yehuda Bar Iloi, that's the Rabbi Yehuda in a Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi, was buried right outside of Tzfat. So, and whenever we have Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi in a Mishnah, and he uses the Lashon of Emasai or Bameh, like Bameh Dvar Mamurim, so then, Enu Ella Farish Tevech HaChamim. He's coming to explain the previous Shita. He's not coming to argue. We have that Mesorah. So what do you mean that Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah? Nobody argues if the Bameh is coming to explain. So the Gemara says, 1 minute, Velo Pligi. Nobody argues, but we had three blot ago. Baha Anantnan, in the previous Mishnah, Nitosvu Alehan, remember the case? There were more residents that came to take part in the Erev. Mosif Umizake, you can be Mizake on their behalf as Zarech Lodio, but you have to let those new residents know that you are being Ma'ariv on their behalf. And that was about Erev Chatzeros. So, what do you mean there's no argument? Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah says that for Erev Chatzeros you don't need the Das Bailim, but the Mishnah earlier said you do need the Das Bailim, even for Erev Chatzeros, even though it's a pure Zechus. So, what do you mean they don't argue? So the Gemara says no. It could be Hasan b'chazer shmeit shnei mavos, as we suggested there in the Havamina. That Mishnah might not be a regular case where you're making an Erev Chatzeros, because that for sure, you don't need Das. There it's talking about a case where you have a yard between two alleys. You're not sure which alley the chatzer is going to want to take part in. So that is why you have to ask in that case. But in general, it is a schus. So maybe there's no argument. So the Gemara says, no, but we also quoted then. V'yamar of Shizvi, Amar of Chizda, Zoso Meres Chalukan Olav Chaver V'Arab Yehuda. What do you mean? Rav Chizda says there's a machlokas here. So answers the Gemara, Ela Gavra, Gavra Karamis, what are you getting so excited about? So it's a machlokas. Well, there's a brisa here, it's a machlokas, Rav Chizda and Rav Yehuda, they're both Amoraim. Mar Savar Pligi, Mar Savar Lo Pligi. So Rav Chizda would say that there is a machlokas, and Shmuel would say, Rav Yehuda, Shmuel would say there is no machlokas, because the Rav Yehuda always comes to explain. Good, so now let's talk about that a little more in depth. Gufa, says the Gemara, Amar Yeshua ben Levi. Whenever you have a bameh or emasai, it's always to just explain the previous shita. V'Rabbi Yochanan amar emasai lefarish u'bameh lachlok. The lashon of emasai is coming to explain. When do you say this? But bameh dvar mamurim, that's arguing. So he would say, our Mishnah is arguing. Again, whenever Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, every word in Mishnayos is meduyak. And even words that seem like they're synonyms. No, they're not synonyms. Emasai and Bameh are different, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, the Emasai lafarishu. Really? Is Emasai always coming to explain it's not a machlokes? V'hatzna, didn't we learn in a Mishnah in Meseches Sanhedrin? Oh, Elohein. Another major sugya, which we'll talk about. Hamasulim, Elohein Absulim. The following people are Pasul Le'edus. Pasul Le'edus Midirabanan, as we'll see. Let's just take a step back to help understand this Mishnah. As we know, the Rambam lists off in the 10th parak of Hilchas Eidus, who are Pasul Le'edus? Who cannot be an Eid at a wedding? Who's Pasul Le'edus? So the Rambam says there are 10 types of people that are Pasul Le'edus on a Deoraisa level. Asara mine paslonus heim. Kol mi shenimsa bo echad mehem, hariyu pasul le'edus. There are 10 types of people. Number 1, nashim. Number 2, avadim, eved kanani. Number 3, ketanim. So the Rambam puts these all together. This does not mean that he's taking a stand on a conceptual issue. That some achronim say, there's a concept called a pasul aid, and there's a concept called lav shame aid. Is a woman a pasul aid, or is a woman not an aid? So I don't think he can be medayik here in the Rambam that he holds all these are postulative. He's just putting them all together. People, the maisa who can't testify. There are, we mentioned in the past, the two mim holds. There are 6 people that aren't postulative, but they're just not even an aid. Cheresh Shodav HaKatan, Eved Isha Akum. Those 6 people, says the two mim, are not even an aid. Anyways, the Rambam lists off here. Nashim, Avadim, Tanim, Shotim, Chereshim, Sumim, and then he gets into Rishaim. What's a Rasha? A Rasha can't be an aid. What's the definite? And then he calls them a Krovim, Nogea Be'edus, and Bizuyin. So those are the 10 people. So what is a Rasha? So then the Rambam says, go to Perek Yud Aleph. A Rasha is anyone who has violated an Isser perpetually that is Chayav Malkus or worse. That's the definition of a Rasha in Halacha. Ezohi Rasha, kol mishavar aveira, shechayavin alei malchus. Harei ze Rasha, upasa le'edus. Shaharei, how do you know that? Shaharei Torah kara, l'muchuyiv malchus Rasha. Shenemar v'hayem binakos ha-Rasha. Right, pasuk at the end of Sefer Dvarim. V'ein sarach lomar, l'muchuyiv mises bezdin, shu upasal. Obviously, somebody is chayiv mises bezdin, of course he's pasal. It's chayiv kara, chayiv malchus, or worse. If somebody avar alver shechayev al malchus min haTorah, hari is a pasul min haTorah. If you have a chiyev mi derabanan, if you violate a nisa derabanan, so then you are pasul derabanan. Meaning if you eat basar behema b'chalav, or you eat nevelos and shkatzim or amasim, doesn't matter, or you're b'chal Shabbos, rabach gwanel aslan, or you wear shatnez, hari is a pasul eidus min haTorah. But if you only eat a chicken cheeseburger, or if you're only machal al yantif sheni, or you wear shatnez derabanan, so then you're only pasulei this midrabanan. Okay, that's the Rambam. But then you get into another category of Rasha. There's another category of Rasha daraisa, which is not chayev malchus, and that's of course the category of Rasha dechamas, a Rasha relating to money. Someone who doesn't have a relating to money, let's say he steals, he's not chayev malchus. That's a lavanin to glase. You can return it, so you don't get malchus. The Rambam says all of the money averus are also pasul d'oraisa, because just that's a technicality, so to speak. The reason they don't get malchus, but that's on the level, and therefore they are pasul le'edus. The od yisham rishaim shem sulam le'edus afal pi shehein b'nei tashlumin ve'enem b'nei malchus. Why hoil v'lokin mamon she'enu shelahem b'chamas psulin? Since they take money that is not theirs inappropriately, let's just translate it like that, so they are pasul. Ganavim, chamsanim, right, eidzomeim, is a malveberibis, all of these, all of these are pasulatus. That's all in the Doraisa world. Kimat, everything we've said. But then there are the derabanans. There are those that apostle Adas mean derabanan, those who violate Isurei derabanans. And that's what our mission here in Sanhedrin is about to talk about. Those who are apostle Adas midirabanan. Midirabanan. You don't need the mission to tell me who's apostle Adas midiraisa. Midirabanan, Elohein, Hapsulin. Hamasachi Bekuvia. Somebody who gambles. Somebody who plays with dice. That is going to be apostle derabanan. Why is that? We'll see. Says that the Pashas is, let's already say it now, Pashas is because that is it's a Gazlan Darabanan, according to what we paskin, as we'll see. Even though somebody's giving me the money, deep down Chazal say they really don't want to give me the money. What's called an Asmachta. Asmachta is a commitment based on a future event that I don't know what's going to happen. So that is a commitment called Asmachta, and we paskin Lo Kanya. Asmachta does not work halachically. So when the person gives me the money, so I'm stealing it. He's giving it to me, but deep down, Yahadus has a very, very high standard as to what is Geneva. Very high standard. Even if somebody's giving it to you, it can still be called Geneva. It can still be called Losach mode, whatever context it is. So that's why Mesachah Bekovia is a Gazlan Derabanan. Umalva Beribis, somebody who lends with Ribis. Again, the Gemara works out, you know, isn't that an Issa Daraisa? Psul Daraisa? No, there's certain Ukimtis. Maybe it wasn't Bashas Halva'a. What certain cases that it's even Derabanan? Umafriche Yonim, pigeon racers. Visochare Shvias, people who do business during Shvias. The Gemara Sanhedrin says, oh, Shvias Derabanan. Shvias Mizbanazeh, which is Derabanan. So again, you got to work out how these are Derabanan.
Any
good question. If they do it in any of these cases, are they pasul for life, or is it something habitual? It's probably more of the latter. Meaning, if somebody gets a taiva to once, you got to give back the money. But if it's once, the Gemara there talks about how do you do tshuva for this. You got to go to the other extreme to do tshuva. It's not just a one-time thing that you don't do it. So, Lachar getting into it also means somebody who's habitual, somebody who does this. Good. So, Chareish, In certain of the cases, not taking a stand on that, really. So these are all the, this is the Tanakhama, all these are apostles. So here's the key line for us. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Eimasai, so he uses the word Eimasai. Eimasai, when do we say this Bizman She'en Lo Umnes Elohu? When do we say all these are apostles? When this is what they do for a living. Meaning, if they do this for a living, so that already doesn't sound like you're a Goslin. Because if you're a Goslin for a hobby, it should also be a problem. But Rabbi Yehuda seems to say, no, only if you do this for a living is a problem. Aval yesh lo umnes shelohi, but if you have a job and you just do this on the weekends, hariza kasher, so then you are kasher le'edus. V'tani alo b'braisa, and we have a braisa that also discusses this Mishnah's topic, v'chachamim omrim, bein she'en lo umnes elohi, u'bein she'esh lo umnes shelohi, hariza pasul. Question mark. So how can Rabbi Yochanan say that a masai is always lefaresh? Here, there seems to be a clear-cut machlokas. Because even if we think of the Mishnah, oh, maybe he's explaining, the Braisa says explicitly that the Rabbanan argue on that. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say, Eimasai is lefaresh? So, let's finish, and then we'll comment. So the Braisa says, no. Hahi de Rabbi Yehuda am Rabbi Tarfanhi. In the Mishnah, the Tanakhama is not arguing. Rabbi Yehuda is explaining the Tanakhama. You're right. In the Braisa, there is no Eimasai. In the Braisa, that is not the same Chachamim as are in the Mishnah. In the Braisa, it's Rabbi Yehuda am Rabbi Tarfan's Shita, who says that, as we'll see, Titania, who says in a totally different context, but we compare it. Amr Titania, Amr Yehudim Shem Rabbi Tarfan, La Olam Ein Echad Mehem Nazir. What's the case? Two people sitting on a park bench. They see somebody walking by. One of them says to the other one, I am definitely a Nazir if that guy's not a Nazir. And the other guy says, I am definitely a Nazir if that guy is a Nazir. Meaning they both say opposite bets. They both make a bet. And one of them is going to have to be a Nazir, and one of them is not going to have to be a Nazir. They can't tell. They see somebody far away with very long hair. And they're not sure. And one of them says, oh yeah, that's a Nazir. I bet on it. And the other one says, that bet's not a Nazir. So Rabbi Tarfan says in that case, neither of them are Nazirim. Lefishe Naziris elala hafla'a. Naziris is only when you know for sure, and there's no doubt at the time that you enunciate your neder. That's a Naziris elala hafla'a. So what do you see? What's that shita in a totally different context? Alma. Kivan de mesafka le'i nazir ilo nazir. Who? Since they weren't sure, it wasn't clear at the moment of the acceptance of the commitment. Lo mishabet nafshe. A person doesn't commit themselves. And even if the guy is screaming, no, but I really had das to commit myself. Doesn't matter. Halacha determines that you didn't have das to commit yourself. And therefore, lo mishabet nafshe. So achanami here too by the money. Kivan de lo yada ikani ilo kani lo gamaru makne. Because the person does not know at the time that he makes the bet, at the time that he puts down the money, whether he's going to win or not. So he is not, deep down, he does not commit. And even if he's screaming, no, 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 it's okay, I'm committing, I'm throwing away my money, it's okay. Still, it doesn't matter. That is lo gama umakni. So that's the daya. But in the Mishnah, really, it could be Rabbi Yehuda is explaining. Either way, lamaisa, what are we paskin? What do we paskin between this shita of the Rabbanan that are meko, that it's only if you do it for a living, versus if you do it even once? What's that machlokas about, first of all? The svar of that machlokas is whether asmachta is kanya or asmachta is lo kanya. If we say, again, asmachta is a commitment today based on a future event that I'm not sure what's going to happen. So if you say lo kanya, that's stealing. Stealing drabanan. I'm not stealing it from him, but he's giving it to me later on. But that reflects the high standard that Yadus has for other people's money. So asmachta lo kanya. The other day, hold asmachta is kanya. Meaning, okay, fine, it works. But if you do this for a living, if you don't have anything else that you do for a living, so then that's what the Gemara calls in Sanhedrin, Eino Osek B'Yeshuvo Shalolam. You're not involved in the world. You don't have a business. You're not supporting a family. So you can't realize what society and what people go through. So that's why you can't be an aid. You can't be an aid because you have to be part of the world in order to be an aid. You see, Rashi has a beautiful lashon here, quoting it on the 10th line or so. The tenth skinny line. Lefi she'en asukin biyishuvah shel olam, dekivan de'en makirin ubekiyin betorach v'tzar b'nei adam. You don't know what people go through. Einan chasin al chavreihem ilahafsidan mamon. If you're not in the way that other people are, so then you're not going to be able to like relate to them. This is also similar to, there's certain requirements for a dayan. A dayan has to have children and other kids. Why? Because he's got to know what people go through. He's got to be connected to society. So this is the issue. So what do we paskin? So interestingly, the Rambam quotes both. The Rambam in Hilchas Gezela quotes Gezel Derabanan. He quotes the Deya that Asmachta Lokanya, while in elsewhere, and this is what the Lechem Mishnah points out, he's not so clear about of whether you're Pasol Le'edus, unless you do it for a living, unless this is all you do. So the Chiddushi Aran says, explaining the Rambam, the Isser applies across the board. It's Gezel Derabanan. The Psol Edus might be limited to Ein Lo Umnes Elohu. But in terms of the Isser applies across the board, and that's what we're machber for. We're machber to assume Asmachta Lokanya. There is one exception to the rule, the Shulchan Aruch and Yoredeya holds, Asmachta Litztaka is Kanya. And that means if all of the proceeds go directly to Tztaka, then it works. That's not like, okay, if I'm in a baseball rotisserie league and I win, I'm going to give all the proceeds to Tztaka. No, because then I stole for that moment, and then I'm going to give it. No, it does that doesn't work. It means it has to automatically. It never goes to my pocketbook. If everybody involved in the game, involved in whatever it is, say, okay, all proceeds to Tztaka, that works. Where does this come up? Shuls have Chinese auctions. Or organizations have. Isn't that based on you put money in? At least not in this country, but they have something like that. So that could be, that's a spot that's stuck, is Kanya. Or, Rav Schechter likes to point out, maybe the lottery. There are a number of reasons why buying a lottery ticket is not a smachta. It might be baltashchus, but it's not a smachta. Right? Why? Why isn't it a problem? 2 points. Number one, Rav Schechter points out, a lot of the money that goes into lottery tickets goes for public services. Goes for education, goes for roads, goes for this. So that could be like a smachta l'tztaka. The other heter, Rav Sternbach writes this in a tshuva, where he says, no, there's a better reason why a lottery ticket is not a problem with a smachta. And that is, let me ask you a better question. Why isn't buying a stock a smachta? Why isn't buying a house a smachta? Why? Because it's going to go up? The answer is, a smachta means when the transaction is held in abeyance and is dependent on something in the future. When you buy a house, the transaction's finished. You hope that it appreciates afterwards. But everything is done. When you buy a stock, the stock is yours. You hope it goes up or down. Right? A real stock. Futures is a separate issue. But it's a regular stock. You buy a lottery ticket. The lottery ticket's yours. So today's worth a dollar. You hope it's worth $5 million tomorrow. You hope it appreciates. But that there's no asmachta there. And that's why, again, other than the baltashchis and other types of issues, you know, you might say, what do you mean baltashchis? You know, I'm doing my ishtavos. Okay, whatever, that's a separate question. But either way, pashas, it is not asmachta. Okay, again, obviously this is a huge issue, but we will continue. The only, just about one final point. The only time when the poskim are mekel, the Shulchan Aruch says, where it's total chance, with a zero skill involved. Then already you have something to talk about. If there's any type of skill, any card game has a skill involved in it. Any game, any betting on a game has skill involved. You think this team is gonna win, that team's gonna win. But total chance, total luck, you know, so then that the more it's out of your hands, the better it is. Because then you might say Gomer Umakni that you're committing. Either way, we're not gonna get into other details, but that is the Asmachta issue. Okay, Hadron Lachalon, that takes care of the seventh parak, at least for now. We'll come back to it, Baruch Hashem. Right, that is, if you remember, the sixth and the seventh parak here discussed Eruv Chatzeros and Shituf Mavaos, and now we branch on to other things. So again, just remember, the first two prakim discussed different structures. Tzuras HaPesach, Pasei Biros, all different types of structures. The third, fourth, and fifth parak were about Tchumen issues. Sixth and the seventh parak now were about Chatzeros issues. Now let's see what the eighth parak is about. Ketzad mishtafen b'tchumen. How do you? We already had it. Mishtafen b'mavli. How? What do you use? But what about tchumen? How are you mishtatef? So many echas achaves va'omer. Harizel lechol b'nei iri. So you leave the barrel at the tchum edge, and you say, "This is for my whole city." Remember, we mentioned tchum. You have to have enough for everybody, right? Not just like a chatzeros. Lechol mishielach lebeis avel lebeis hamishteh. To anyone who's going to go to a beis ha'avel or a beis hamishteh, right? Anyone v'chol shekibol. And anyone who accepts it from before Shabbos, and this is their kinyan shvisa mutter, so then it is works. Misha tachshach aser shein ma'ari misha tachshach. If you didn't realize it or you are makabel shvisa before Shabbos, then it does not work.
People
does everybody people who know about it, let's say. People who know about it, people who intend to use it. What if I know about it, but I don't have intent to use it? Can I change my mind on Shabbos? So look, oh, we got to look in the language of the Shulchan Aruch. It sounds like you have to have a das likno shvisa, pashtus. You have to have the das liknos, not just know about it. I know there's an Erev on that side, but I have no plans. But still, if this was your makam shvisa on Shabbos, you can't use it. The language of the Mishnah gives examples. Base avil, base mishnah, so says the Gemara. Amar of Yosef, ein ma'arvin, el advar mitzvah. The Gemara gives these examples to show that the only reason that you're allowed to set an Erev tchum is the only reason that Rabbanan allowed you to quote unquote use this chiddush of tchumin is for a mitzvah. So my kamash l'tanina, that's pretty obvious. The Mishnah gives examples. Call me sheyilach lebeisa avel or lebeisa mishnah. So the Gemara answers, no, ma'o detema orcha de milsak tani. You might say the Gemara is just giving examples that come up commonly. Kamash v'law not. Period. There's a lot to talk about here. What exactly is considered mitzvah? Even before that, the Ritva says right here. Why do you say beis avel first? The beis avel beis hamishta. So he says because the pasuk in Kohelet says it first. Tov leches al beis avel mileches el beis ha beis hamishta. Lidvar mitzvah. Look at Rashi. Rashi says on the first on the Gemara. Ein ma'arvin lo hitiru chachamim latzeis chutz l'tchum al yidei eruv elo lidvar mitzvah. The Chachamim only allowed you to use it l'dvar mitzvah. What does it sound like from Rashi? What if you said it shalol l'shei mitzvah? Sounds like it doesn't work. The Rabbanan only allowed you to do this. So maybe they knocked it out. What's the downside? What's the risk factor? So you did it. Why? What's the problem? Says the Tosfos Yontif. What's the problem? What's the risk factor? The bracha. The bracha. That's the problem. The Rabbanan don't want to make a bracha in this case if you're not doing a l'shei mitzvah. And he says, "Well, my yisura ika be'eriv hachi avle lemeimar ein eriv tchumen el dvar mitzvah el isla lemeimar mishut the kshema arif chayav levari chaleha kishem shema varchan al kol mitzvah Rabbanan milav delo sasur v'siyata l'rambam v'tur." We've had this before. The machlokas Rambam Raivin. Whether you make a bracha on eriv tchumen, says the Rambam, yes, you do. Says the Tosfos Yontif right here in our Mishnah. I think this halacha is a ride to the Rambam. Because what other nafkamino would there be? He says, but according to Rashi, doesn't seem to say that. Rashi, he says, must hold like the Ravid, that you don't make a bracha. And therefore, the only issue is the Erev itself, not the bracha involved. That's what he says. It sounds like that Rashi is going to hold like the Ravid. The Rishash right here says, what's the svar for the Ravid? Why wouldn't you make a bracha? It's a takana derabanan. You make brachas on other derabanans. So explains the Rishash beautifully. He says, no, he says, by Erev Chatzeres, for example, you accomplish something. There's an Isser and you were matir the Isser. By Erev Chatzeres, by Erev Tavshilin, there's an Isser to prepare from Shabbos from Yadav to Shabbos. Now you're allowed to. There's an Isser to carry in here. Now you're allowed to. What do you do by Erev Tchum? All you did was move something. You weren't matir something. You still have a tchum. You didn't do something, okay, now it's all mutter. No, you've just moved it. So maybe that's the difference, says the Rishash, in Lamdis, between Erev Tchum and Erev Chatzeres and Erev Tavshilin. Erev Tchum doesn't get a bracha, according to the Ravid, because you didn't really accomplish something in the normal sense. What's called a mitzvah? What happens if I want to go take a walk on Shabbos? Is that a mitzvah? Is it a mitzvah to take a tefillah? That's where most of the time it comes up, like out of a bungalow colony, get a camp. You want to take a walk on Shabbos afternoon. Is that good enough to be called a mitzvah? So this is a Trumas Hadeshen quoted in the Ramah. The Trumas Hadeshen says, yes, it's good enough. It's good enough, says the Trumas Hadeshen, Yira Deshari La'arif Ki Agamna, Deholich B'yantif L'tayel, Chashil L'dvar Mitzvah. And he compares it to others. And it's quoted in the Ramah. In Ilkas Yontif, I saw one of the Achronim say, that's about Yontif, not about Shabbos. So what difference should it make? See, he says, interestingly, he says, the Trumas Hadeshen, as many assume, wasn't asked his questions. He wrote his own Sefer in a Shaila V'Tshuva structure. So why'd he write the question only about Yontif, not about Shabbos? If he was asked about Yontif, fine, you could say Yontif, but who did Shabbos? But he dafka wrote it about Yontif. So maybe you should say that it only applies to Yontif and not to Shabbos. Why? Maybe there's a difference between Simcha and Oneg. Maybe Simcha could be more inclusive. Simcha could include a Tiyul. Onegna, either way, that's the discussion. Pashas, the Ramah quotes it, that Lidvar Mitzvah, taking a walk, is Lidvar Mitzvah. The Magen Avraham quotes, going to daven with a minion is Lidvar Mitzvah. If you have to set an Erev Tchum for that, again, there is flexibility in terms of what is called Var Mitzvah and what is not. One final point, again, there's a lot here. It's taken a while. You're going to be Menachem Avel on Shabbos? Is there Nichem Avelim on Shabbos? Right, what do you say? Right, there's no Avelis but for Hesia on Shabbos. No Avelis but for Hesia. Rabbeinu Tam got Shlishi or Shishi. We got an Aliyah every week. He got an Aliyah during Shiva because it was a Davar Shabbat for Hesia. So we don't say that. But so what's the halacha? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes that you can't be Menachem Avel on Shabbos. What do you do? He's not sitting on a low chair. He's not wearing a ripped shirt. But if you see an Avel, you say Shabbos Himi Lehinachem. Right, Shabbos Himi Luzok. Like by a Chola, we say Shabbos Himi Lehinachem. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes here in Siman Reish Pei Zayin. But there is, Gemara says Beferish, that there's Nichem Avelim when it comes on Shabbos. You shouldn't tie, I'm busy during the week, so I'm going to go on Shabbos. Folks say you shouldn't do that. Don't do that. If it happens to me, I happen to see the Avel on Shabbos. That's what happens. Okay, Vayter. Says the Gemara, V'chol shekibo olam mibod yom. Only if you were Makabel on Friday, that's when it works. Shamas mina ein brera. Is that to tell me, Ein Brera, so you've had twice already in this Masechta, the Yesh Brera, because if you say Yesh Brera, which again means that a later knowledge can be seen and thrown back to the past, right? There is retroactive splitting of a retroactive allotting of a certain halacha, whatever the context is. Here it's about, I want to use the Erev, so I only knew that later. Can I throw it back to the past? So it sounds like no, D-E-H Brera, because if you would be able to, Tigli Milsalam Afriya to be bod yom, Avi Nichalei. So what, that you only decided on Shabbos? You should say Yesh Brera, and therefore, even if I didn't know about it before Shabbos. So isn't this a Raya Ein Brera? So the Gemara says no, Amar of Ashi, Ho Di Uhu, Velo Ho Di Uhu Ktani. If he didn't know about it, then you can say Yesh Brera. You can say Yesh Brera if you know about something and you're just not sure which side of the chilek, right? You have Yarshim, who know they have to split up a Yerusha, and they don't know which one is theirs yet. But here, there's no knowledge. If there's no knowledge, there's nothing to go back to retroactively. And therefore, it is not going to work. Right? Rashi says, Lo hodiyu achachashecha, right, to send it back. Period. Amar Ravasi, Katan ben sheish yotze be'erev imo. A child, a six-year-old, can use the Erev of his mother. Rashi says, Kigufe dami. Kigufi dami, though he didn't have das, he could use the Erev of his mother. Tosas here has 2 days. What kind of mitzvah is the child doing? What kind of mitzvah? He says, even though number one, maybe he doesn't need his own mitzvah because he's with the mother. Or number two, what do you mean? There's a mitzvah of chinuch. What's that machlok is about? 2 days in Tosas. Maybe it's about the mitzvah of chinuch. Is it on the child? Is it on the parent? Right, that's 2 days in Tosfos. Again, an important sugya. So Meisvei, 1 second, a six-year-old can be Yotzei Meisvei Katan Shazarach Leimo Yotzei the Erev Imo. A Katan that needs his mother can be used. V'she'ein Zarach Leimo, once he's independent, ain't Yotzei the Erev Imo. That's one statement. V'tznanami Gabi Sukkah Ki Agavna. We have a similar discussion by Sukkah. Katan She'ein Zarach Leimo Chayv Sukkah. Katan does not need his mother anymore. He's already Chayv in Sukkah. Midirabanan V'havinan Ba Veizel Katan She'ein Zarach Leimo. What's the age? What's the age of independence? Army de Bei Rabbiana Kosha Nifneve Inimo Makanachto. A child who is independent in the bathroom. That's Ein Sarach Leimo. That's the Shir. Rishim Men Lakishamar Kosha Neir Veino Kara Ima. If a child wakes up during the night and doesn't call for his mother, says the Gemara, Ima Saka Daita Gdolanami Kara. What do you mean? Even older children call for their mother during the night. So that can't be a sign of independence, because even independent children do that. Ella Ema Kosha Neir Mishiraso Veino Kara Ima Ima. It means children who don't call their mother continuously. Maybe they might call once, but they don't call and whine and continue crying till the mother comes. V'kama. So what are these ages? Arba kfar chamesh, 4 or 5. That's already the age. So that's a steer to what we said before, which we said 6 is the shear. So how can we say here 4 or 5 is the shear, 6 is the shear? So Gemara answers, Amar of Yeshua, Bereder of Edi, Ki ka'ama Rav Asi, when Rav Asi said what he said, that it goes by 6, you're right. Independent is even younger. 6 just meant kagon she'erev alav aviv blitzafon v'imel adarom. When you have an issue of each parent made an erev in a different direction. Which one does the child go by? So up to six, Davilu Bar Sheish, Nami, but Safsati Imenichalai. The mother wants, the kid wants to be near the mother. So really, it's a younger age, already 5 years old. But 6 years old is the higher one. That's not in terms of Enotzarch Imo, but that's in terms of Yotze Be'erev Imo, even though you have a father's Erev that is also staring at you. Period. Meisvei, let's continue. So Katan Shetzarach Le'imo, Yotze Be'erev Imo, Ad Ben Sheish. Period. That's the general rule. It's not only if there's a father Erev. No, general rule. So Tziufta, the Rav Yeshua Bar Rav Idi Tziufta. So we knock out this last explanation. Rav Yeshua Bar Rav Idi said that everybody agrees five, but six is only if you have a competition. No. So Gemara says, Lemi Tevi Tziufta de Ravasi. Is it also a Kasha and Ravasi who said before six? Amalacha Ravasi, Ad Va'ad Bechlal. No, it's Ad Va'ad Bechlal. Here it means Ad Ben Sheish, including six, so it equals. Period. So, Lamia Tevi Tziufta de Rav Yanai v'Reish Lakish. So, it is a kasa on Rav Yanai and Reish Lakish, who said by Sukkah four or five. So, is it a kasha on them? So, lo kasha no, ha de Isa avuhi b'masa, ha de Lesa avuhi b'masa. No, the question is the father in the city? If the father's somewhere in the vicinity, then even younger could be Ein Sarach L'Imo. Right, the case of that's older is only where the father's not around either. Again, these are all different permutations about ages. Tana Rabbanan, Vait. Interesting that the Gemara says, oh, where the father's around, there's less of a need. There is a beautiful, a fascinating Chizkuni. The Chizkuni says in Vayetze, on Levi. So what does Leah say? Pam yilave ishi. Now my husband has to accompany me. The Chizkuni says, because I only have two hands. When I cross the street, you know, I have two hands. But what about my third child? Now I have Levi. So now my husband has to accompany me when we go places. They outnumber. They outnumber us. Therefore, I need. That's in terms of the father around too. That's the Chizkuni there in Vayetze. Tana Rabbanan, Ma'ariv Adam Aydei B'no B'to Aktanim, a person can make an Erev for his young children, Aydei Avdo V'Shifchasu Akananim, Bein L'daitan Mishlo L'daitan, because they're basically an extension of him, whether even not without their das. Aval Eino Ma'ariv V'lo Aydei Avdo V'Shifchasu Ha'ivrim, V'lo Aydei B'no B'to Akdolim, V'lo Aydei Yishto Elam Midaitan. Right, if they're independent, then you have to have their das in order to make an Erev for them. Again, this is Erev Tchumen, so there's a Chov. So you have to have them in mind. Tani Idach the Brisa says the same thing. Lo Yariv Adam Adei Bono Bito Agdolim Adei Avdo V'Shifchasu Ha'ivrim Adei Ishto Elami Daitan. You have to have their das. Avam Ariv Hu Adei Avdo V'Shifchasu Hakenanim Vaidei Bino Bito Haktanim Bein Ladei Demeshlo Ladaitan Mebnei Sheyadon Kiyado, because they're an extension of him and therefore they don't have independent das for Erev Tchumen. Period. V'kulon she'irvu v'irvu alehen. What about in all these cases where the people made their own Erev and the father Baal made an Erev? Whose do you go by? And you can't say, oh, which happened first? Because they both only kick in on when Shabbos starts. So, V'yolev Rabban. So, Yotz and Mishel Rabban. In all the cases, you go by the master's one. Chutz min ha'isha b'bnei shecholo limchos. A wife could be independent. And therefore, by all of them, you go by the master, except for the wife. So the Gemara says, one second, Isha Maishno. What do you mean? Why could a wife protest and not the Eved, for example? So Amar Rabba, Isha V'chol the Dami Lo. Okay, it means anybody who's independent, meaning the Eved Ivri also is independent, and the Yeladim Gedolim are also. So anybody independent, then it goes by those people's Eruv, and anybody non-independent, it goes by the master. Period. The Bach takes out the next line. Amar Chos B'Isha V'Reish Yichol Limchos. Taima Demachi. The reason is only because she protested. Hastama nafgam b'debayla. But if she wouldn't have said a word, stam, then she would be yotzei. But aktani raisha elam midaitam. It says it has to be midas. So is stam enough for daas? So the Gemara says, my lav da'amri in, doesn't daas mean she has to say yes? So the Gemara says, lo, my elam midaitam d'shtiku. No, stam is good enough, as long as she doesn't protest. La afuke hecha da'amri lo. Right, to exclude a case where she said no, but as long as she does not protest and she knows about it, that's called da'as. I v'kulan she'irvu v'irvu alein rabban yotze b'shel rabban. But doesn't the next line say the case where they both make an eriv v'stamahu? And there it doesn't say that there was a specific das shown, and distamahu, the Bach changes it to v'ktani chutz b'shel isha delo nafki. There it says stam is not good enough. So how can you say stam is good enough for stam das? So Amar Rava, kivan she'irvu in l'chamichu gadol miseach. What are you talking about? If she made her own Eriv, she obviously has no plans for using her husband's Eriv. And therefore, that is an expression of anti-das. But really, stam das can work. Shtika kahoda'a, as we know from elsewhere. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody, tomorrow, by the Shem, bring your math brain. Bring the math brain. We got to figure out, you know, all of the how much food has to be left. We get into dinars and pundions and sellas and kavim and sa'az. That is all tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here.